Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Let's turn now to that story about House Democrats in the US releasing new footage from Epstein Island as Congress seeks an update from the Justice Department on when the full Epstein files will be made public. David Smith is the Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. He joins us now. David, what's significant and what's in this new footage?
Yeah, these were photos and videos from Jeffrey Epstein's private island in the US, Virgin Islands. It's called Little St. James. And we got to see some fairly prosaic images in some ways of bedrooms and living rooms, none of it particularly glamorous or appealing. Perhaps most eye-catchingly, there was even a room with a dentist's chair and some masks hanging on the wall. And one possible explanation for that is that Epstein's last girlfriend was a dentist. And Democrats released this basically saying that it gives some further insight into Jeffrey Epstein's world. It's to ensure public transparency in the investigation. It didn't particularly tell us anything new, but certainly set the scene, and I think was Democrats also their way of continuing the pressure for the release of the Epstein files.
Yeah, and is that likely to happen? And if so, when is it likely to happen?
Yeah, I mean, basically following that vote in Congress recently and Donald Trump somewhat reluctantly signing for the release of the files, they are due by December the 19th at the latest. In theory, they could come before that. I think there's still some worries over what will we actually get. Will there be certain redactions, certain things withheld? But we are heading towards that deadline.
Is it possible that when the files are released, there is nothing very much in them?
Yes, there was a false dawn at the start of the Trump administration when a bunch of right-wing influencers were invited to the Justice Department and very excitedly held these files for all the world to see. And then when they opened them, they were incredibly disappointing and full of redactions. I think this time we would expect more content just because the vote by Congress was so overwhelming and Trump himself signed off on it. It's a tricky position for Trump because I think either there will be some explosive content here, and that's very possible, and it could be damning for him. And if that's not the case, then more conspiracy theories will circulate about what is being held back here, what is being covered up.
Donald Trump just finally famously said he could shoot people I think it was on Fifth Avenue, and people would still continue to vote for him. Is there still a feeling that the Epstein issue, the Epstein files, could ultimately be his undoing?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility, and it does cast a long shadow, and it generally has felt different from all the other scandals in that it's Donald Trump's own base turning on him over this, because they've been fed so many conspiracy theories. And we saw that with, for example, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who ultimately resigned. It comes at the same moment where Trump is really struggling in the opinion polls. A recent one from Gallup had him down at 36%, and other issues are crowding in. On the other hand, he is, of course, already serving his second term. He doesn't have to run for election again. So in a sense, what does he have to lose, even if this does go badly for him?
Okay. All right. We will watch with interest. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.